Good morning to you. This is the voice of Pastor Ken Harger coming your way and glad to be able to share with you. And thank you for tuning us in either by the way of WDLP 93.1 FM at 7 o'clock. And we're streaming this broadcast by the way of WDLP FM or Ionia I-1430 AM or 92.7 FM at 8 o'clock or Greenville at WGLM 106.3 FM at 9 o'clock. And we are streaming both of these broadcasts live by the way of the web or by the way of internet radio at earsradio.com. At 11 o'clock. Some of you may have tuned in by the way of Sermon Cloud, and one of the ways to get to Sermon Cloud is through my webpage, and that's PastorKenHarger.com. Go to Messages from the Lighthouse, click on Sermon Cloud, and it takes you to my storage place where I have about 25, 30 messages sitting there that you can listen to at any time you so desire. Another way to get a hold of me is through Facebook. I have a Facebook address now. It's just Pastor Ken Harger on the Facebook bar to search for me, Pastor Ken Harger, and you'll find me on Facebook there. And I share a devotional thing each morning that has to do with our message that we'll be sharing today. I want to just take a moment and say thank you to all of those of you that express your sympathy for our family and the loss of my younger brother, Chuck Harger. We appreciate that so very much, and it was through Facebook and other ways that you've expressed your sympathy, and our family really appreciates that. As I'm coming your way, I need to say thank you to the sponsors who have took care of the financial cost that there is involved in radio broadcasting. So thank you to Court Warner, Premium Truck and Auto, located east of Belden on M44, complete truck and auto repair and service. To Marie Rivard, in memory and honor of her husband, Fran, and Marie is from Greenville. To Gay London, in memory and honor of her husband, Dave, from Greenville as well. To Doug and Noreen Lane family from the Sheridan area, thank you so much for your financial support, each one of you. Thank you to K.N. Kingsinger for selecting our music for the broadcast. I always like to give an invitation to Shiloh Community Church. It still is where I tend to worship. Matter of fact, I try most of the time to go to all the services, but Sunday evening at 6:30, we start, Saturday evening at 6:30, we start our weekend of worship. And then we start out Sunday morning at 8:15, and we have some Bible studies. At 10:30, we have a contemporary service over in Greenville on the Old Faith Baptist Church. At 5 o'clock, we have another contemporary service. So we give you an invitation to come and attend our services and trust God's blessing would be upon our time together. Well, as I begin to share with you this morning, we're going to be talking about the storms of life. Last week, we took a look at the storms, that in the storms that you go through in your life, you need to know what your priorities are. You need to know your priorities do matter. Don't hang on to things in the storm that can cause you to sink. You need to know that every now and then you need to drop some anchors. You needed to try to hold the boat steady or where it is at that particular time. And one of the main things we shared last week is please don't abandon the ship. We get started today. I have the message is called, The Storms Are Inevitable, But God Is Still in Control. And the way we know that today is the fact that storms are not options. They are a part of the curriculum of life. It's just a part of life, folks. You're not going to live very long until you find out that you got storms to go through. And as I mentioned last week, the storms may consist of financial, physical, emotional, spiritual, family things. It can be many different things, folks. Storms are just a part of life. That's just the way it is. And we're going to talk about that in just a few moments and to kind of prepare our hearts and minds for the time together. Storms I never see. You see, sometimes, as this songwriter picks up, there's storms in your life and you've never even knew that they were there. God stepped in and took care of them even before you knew it. Now, you know, I've been driving on the highway, and I'm sure most of you have been driving on the highway sometime or another, and you see a car almost get in an accident, and they didn't even know they were almost in an accident. Well, that's what this song is about. Storms that I may never see, but God has been faithful even in those storms to lead us and direct us and to bring about the results that he would have. So let's listen in. I'll be right back in just a few moments.
storm at bay. So thank you, Lord, for safety. Satan comes in fury, and you simply tell him no. Lord, every trial of my life is subject to your
a good thing for each one of us to do. Thank you, Lord, for giving me safety in the storms I never even had a knowledge they were there. Never saw them. And we need to know that we need to realize that God has promised to be with us in the storms of life. And we're going to talk about that in just a few moments. But first, I'd like to have us bow and just give thanks to God for his faithfulness in this way. Father, thank you that you know all about us. Thank you, Father, that you know our life, details of our life. And yet at the same time, Father, when we think about how many people there are in the world, think of how many people call upon you daily, we realize that you're a great and a good God. And then when I think that you see me in the storms that I may go through, for our family this week, it's been a storm of grief. And we realize that's something special, that you're there to be a comfort, because you tell us in your word you are the God of all comfort. To listening audience, I'm sure that each family going through some storms or recently coming out of a storm, or maybe a storm is just about to come their direction. Father, I just thank you as we do this series of messages, that you show us beyond a shadow of a doubt, as you was with the Apostle Paul when he was in that ship and there was on that body of water and there was a storm that was raging big and beyond them, that you were with them. And that's the promise that you're going to be with each one of us. As we look into your word today, we shall find that this is really true, that storms are a part of life. And yet, Father, you're going to be there with us. So please be pleased to speak to our hearts from your word. Be pleased to give comfort and hope to those that are listening. I pray in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. I don't know about you, but I got some hope today. It's Tuesday. I'm over here to the lighthouse and putting my broadcast together. Came over about 7 and turned on the heat because I knew the lighthouse wouldn't be warm enough. But now the sun has came up. Oh, man, I've been waiting for that sun. I've been waiting to see that sun become the place that of warmth that it can give. You know, we went through spring in Florida when we were gone, and I came home hoping that spring was just around the corner, and God's got a good sense of humor. He gave us a little bit of cool weather before. But now I believe we've turned a corner. The lake even looks different. The lake looks more welcoming. I'm not jumping in today, but the lake looks even more welcoming today than it did the last broadcast that I did here, sitting in the same chair, the same place. What a difference time can make. What a difference it makes as we realize some of the things that we don't even know is a part of life, of our encouragement and our strength. Well, let's get started for today's message. These storms are not optional. We don't have a storm-free zone. You know, when you listen to the news and the weather, if you go on that weather channel, you see there's storms going almost all the time. Different kinds of storms that's taken place. I was watching the other day, and I see where there was a sandstorm. Now, I've never been in a sandstorm. I've been in snowstorms, and I've been in rainstorms that are really hide. I've been in foggy weather and so on, but a sandstorm, man, that just doesn't sound a bit fun whatsoever. You see, when your life is in a time of storm, you need to brace up your life support. You need to know, I believe you need to have that life support before, but I believe we need to brace it up a little bit, your life support. I'm using the book of Acts, just that storm that was a real storm, I can't get that word out, but a real storm that the Apostle Paul went through. And God had came to him and told him, there's going to be a tremendous storm. But he says, you know something? I'm going to be with you, and you're going to go to Rome like you're headed to do so. And it says, when the men had hoisted it aboard, they passed the ropes under the ship itself to hold the ship together. They was first going to try to escape with the lifeboat, some of the people, but then the rest of them would have not had all that help and everything else they needed. But instead, they cut the ropes and let that go, and then as they let the lifeboats go, then they took those same ropes and they tied it underneath the ship to kind of help hold the ship together. Now, you got to remember, that isn't going to be a little rope like you and I might have in our pickup or the back part of our car for something. It was pretty strong rope. You've seen ropes around where they got ocean liners and big ships and so on. You know, that's pretty good sized ropes. And as I shared in Devotions on Monday, it would take a lot of people to be able to do that. And we know that that's necessary. And we realize that some storms are just bigger than us. And in those storms that's bigger than us, we need to know that God is with us. So let me just show you how I can know and how you can know that God is with us. Here's what he says in Psalm 91, verse 4. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and your rampart. God is looking over you like a mother hen does her chicks, is what he's saying. You know, the mother hen, she sees danger, she sees storm coming. I remember reading a number of years ago, and it stuck in my heart and mind, that a barn had burned down and a mother hen had sat upon her chicks to protect them from the fire. She was dead, but the chicks had been spared because a mother hen covered them with their wings. And God says, I'm going to cover you with safety of my wings. I'm going to have you feel the closeness of my heart to your heart. I'm going to have you feel the warmth that I give in those difficult times. A verse that I've always liked, which I shared in devotional time on my Facebook, the two are better than one because they have good reward for their toil. If they fall, one will lift up the other. But woe to the one who is alone and falls and does not have another one to help. You know, when you get my age, you know, that isn't quite as funny as it was when I was younger, when you see the older person fall and says, help, I've fallen and I can't get up. help, I've fallen, I can't get up. Pretty easy to find that today at this age, 81. I know that could be possible, that I could fall and not be able to get up. But you know, they didn't have the things they have today where you can get some assistance immediately just by pushing the button, so on, you know. But here's what he's reminding us. He's reminding us that when we have somebody else in our life, and God can pick us up spiritually, but we need to have those other humans in our life. That's why he says in Galatians 6:2, carry each other's burdens, and in this way you fulfill the law of Christ. Now, just in case you don't know what the law of Christ is, the law that Christ said is the greatest of all the laws is to love the Lord God your heart, with all your heart, with all your strength, with all your soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. And God wants us to know that's pretty important. He wants us to understand that that's a big part of your individual life. That's how we strengthen up the support of our life, is we realize that we need to brace it up, and we brace it up with God's help, and we brace it up with the help of others. When you begin in life, will seem unimportant because of victory. When you realize that, hey, there's been a victory, then you know the storm doesn't seem to be so bad or so difficult. A broken arm, they put on a cast as a support till the healing takes place. And I'm just saying to you this morning, you need support in your life. Because there's going to be some storms that's going to break your heart, break your spirit, break your soul, and you need some support in your life. You need the support of God. You need the support of us. If we're going to survive in the storms of life, one of the things we must do is have some support to brace us up and give us the strength to help go through those things. Brace us up with feathers. That doesn't sound too important, but you know, the mother hen just goes cluck, 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 and those chicks come running, and you and I need to know we've got to have something, someone to go running to. Brace up the spores because of other humans. We face storms with other humans, and we need to realize that we need one another. Brace up by carrying somebody else's burdens. Have you ever noticed that sometimes when you can reach out to somebody else in a difficult time in their life, you know, you go through a difficult time and somebody's going to reach out to you. And we need to know that. I remember one time doing a funeral service for a lady's husband who had passed away. They'd been married somewhere between 50 and 60 years. I don't remember the exact number of years, but it was maybe 4 or 5 months later, and I noticed that she was in another funeral that I was doing for another husband that had passed away of another lady. And I thought to myself as I noticed her there, I need to commend her. That must have been very difficult for her today to come to that funeral. And so I went to commend her. And I said, I know it must have been difficult for you to be here. But listen to this, folks, because it's where you're going to be. If you're not there now, you will be someday. She said to me, she was there for me, and I needed to be there for her. Now, you got to get a hold of that. There's been people that's been there for you. And then other people go through difficulties, or they go through difficulties. You need to make sure you're there for them, a point to ponder. Like Paul, you'll not only survive the storm, but you accomplish the mission that God has for you to do. And we need to know that, and we need to believe that, and we need to hang on to that so that in the time of storm, we've got some place of safety and security. Next point, number two. When your life is in a time of storm, you need to see hope, and you need to give hope. You need to see hope. You need to see beyond whatever it is you're going through at this time. And then you need to give hope to others. In that storm that the Apostle Paul was in, God had spoken to him and told him that everything was going to be okay. And so all of the rest of the people on the ship, God didn't speak individually to them. And so Paul says this in Acts 27:25, and this is where I get my springboard. So keep up your courage, man. Well, I have faith in God that it'll be exactly as God has told me, that God's going to do what God said he would do. You need to know that. That's how you brace up your life. But even more than that, that's where the hope comes from. God is a God of hope. God is a God that wants us, have us look beyond what we're going through. I shared once before this verse about Jesus, that Jesus is a God of hope to us. It says that Jesus endured the cross. He endured the shame of the cross through that storm, the greatest storm in his life, dying upon the cross for your sins and mine. Jesus endured that because he see the glory that would follow after that. Not only the resurrection, but he see the millions of people that would believe the Father's love and receive Jesus as personal Savior and acknowledge that they needed him and thank him for dying on the cross for their sins. And then their lives would be changed, the same as my life has been changed by him. And that's so important to get a hold of. And the scriptures go on to even show us more than that. It says, for I know the plans in Jeremiah 29:11. God says, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. That's what God wants for each one of us. A hope and a future. Not only in the storm you're going through, but he wants you to have that hope. And he wants you to have a future even when life is all over. When you and I breathe our last breath, that's when God steps in to tell us that what Jesus Christ has accomplished on the cross not only has given us the forgiveness of sin, but it has given us the hope of eternal life. Because he lives, we too shall live. And he gives us that promise. I love it in Isaiah 61 that Jesus was this way. It says, the Spirit of the Sovereign God is on me because the Lord has anointed me. And Jesus is saying to his generation, he's anointed me to give hope. And this is what the hope is. Listen to what the hope that he offers. He says, he sent me to preach good news to the poor. He sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. He sent me to proclaim freedom for those that are captivity of any way and to release from the darkness for the prisoners. Whatever is you're imprisoned with, he said, I've come to set you free from that, and I want you to know that. No wonder it is said, as I mentioned before, about God's comfort. In 2 Corinthians 1:4, God of all comfort, who comforts us in all of our troubles. And why does he do that? So that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. You know what he's saying to your people? He's saying, I want to give you hope, but then as I give you hope, I want you to reach out with that hope to somebody else. I want you to realize that you share hope. We need to know that. In a time of storm, those people worked very hard about what they were doing to get those ropes around that ship to protect it. And you know, I said at the beginning, it took more than one person to do that. So at the end of this thought of devotions, I share this thought. We need others. And I got to tell you, old Johnny Cash was right when he used to sing, flesh and blood needs flesh and blood. Humans need humans. We do. We do. We need one another. And God is saying, you might be the hope for somebody today. It might be you that helps brighten up somebody's life today. It might have been somebody else yesterday that helped brighten up your life. But we need to realize the bottom line is hope. That's what I said a few moments ago when I started the broadcast. When I see the sunshine, when I feel the sense of warmth in the air from the sun, when I even look at the lake here at Long Lake and see that it's a little more inviting than it was a week ago, when I look around and see the brightness of the sun shining all the way around this lake, I have the realization there's hope. The snow is gone. We're going to begin spring. Those flowers in my yard that are up a little ways and had to go through all that snow and stuff, the robins even seem to have a little better expression on their face, so to speak, today. I had two robins come when I was coming down the hill. They looked like they were prancing around looking for a worm, just as more excited than I've seen them in a long time. God's hope, folks, and we need that hope. Well, let's take a little break. I need a moment to kind of catch my thoughts a little further for the rest of this time together. But, you know, I just want us to think about a song that we have to listen to. You know, that it's just a comfort to know that God cares for you. comfort to know that others care about you. It's a comfort to know, and that comfort is something that every single one of us will need. I see a little child the other day in a supermarket. He's carrying around a blanket that looked like it should be thrown away. I made comment to the mama, and she said, "Oh, that's his comfort blanket, his security blanket. We need that, folks." It's a comfort to know God and comfort to know what He has for each one of us. So let's listen to this song, and I'll be right back in a few moments, and we'll finish up our message for the day. It's comfort to know. God bless you.
In a world of doubt and confusion, it's a blessed comfort to know that somebody bigger than you and I knows every valley we've traveled below. And when our burdens get heavy, there's one who shares our load. I'll say it again, there's no greater friend than the Lord. He's a comfort to know. Well, the Lord is a comfort to know, with the love He loves to bestow. I may be walking through an unkind world, but He leads everywhere I go. And when this life is over at last, I'll bask in heaven's sweet glow. So when your life's gone to pieces, just call on Jesus. He's a wonderful comfort to know.
Old Peter found a comfort in Jesus when they put him in the inner cell.
But somebody prayed at a neighbor's house, and old Peter was freed, so the Bible tells.
Well, there's Paul and John and Stephen. They all trusted in Him, we're told.
And they testified, even as they died, that the Lord is a comfort to know.
Well, the Lord is a comfort to know, with the love He loves to bestow. I may be walking through an unkind world, but He leads everywhere I go. And when this life is over at last, I'll bask in the heaven's sweet glow. So when your life's gone to pieces, just call on Jesus. He's a wonderful comfort to know. Well, the Lord is a comfort to know, with the love He loves to bestow. I may be walking through an unkind world, but He leads everywhere I go. And when this life is over at last, I'll bask in heaven's sweet glow. So when your life's gone to pieces, just call on Jesus. He's a wonderful comfort to know. So when your life's gone to pieces, just call on Jesus. He's a wonderful comfort to know.
I like that last thought in that. He's a wonderful comfort to know. And we need to know that that's a part of what He's trying to share with us, that He's a wonderful comfort to know. When your life is falling to pieces, call upon Jesus. He's a wonderful comfort to know. Point number two continues with this thought. Hope is not a luxury. It is essential. Hope changes tragedy into opportunity. Let me say that again. That's worth saying again. Hope changes tragedies into opportunities. We need to be aware that's true. We need to be aware that's what we need in our life. Because so often we're focused on the tragedy. Let's focus on hope beyond the tragedy. And I think it's a tragic thing when we think that they nailed the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Savior of mankind, to a tree, to a cross. But it became an opportunity for Him to make provision for each one of us. If I'm going to make it, as I go through this in my life, if I'm going to make it and I'm going to have safety, I must build hope in the heart. There's a Bible verse that says, hope deferred makes the heart sick. If you don't have that hope in your heart, don't have that hope in your life, it makes the heart sick. We are in storms, when we're in these storms, we don't enjoy those times. We wouldn't choose those kind of times. We would probably pray, Lord, don't let me have any storms. But God is saying, I want you to have hope. You know what we do so often when we're in a storm? We throw a pity party. We just says, woe is me. Nothing is good. And I got to tell you, if you're going to have a pity party, please don't invite me. I don't like pity parties. I think we need to trust God that he's going to bring about something. The Lord is my shepherd, is what I want to hang on to. My cup runneth over. I don't even think of that thought as my cup half full or half empty. God says, when you trust me, when you believe in me, the Lord is my shepherd. My cup runneth over. That's totally different, folks. And we need that's the hope that God can give. When these prisoners were on, and Paul and these prisoners were on that ship, God says, your mission is still going to be accomplished. You're going to be able to do what you set it, what we set out to do. We hope, when hope is weak, believe a time will come when hope will once again rule your heart. We go through difficult times, folks, when hope gets shaken a little bit. But as I say, hang on, because you know what? Just a little while, remember that verse I shared a while ago? Tears may come in the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. And I'm going to tell you, for every dark night, God's going to send some sunshine. And I really think he sends his sun to shine on each one of us. Well, let's leave that alone and move on to point number three. Point number three for our message today is, when you're in a time of storm, you need to lighten your load. I already touched on this a little bit, but I want to touch on it in a little different way. In the book of Acts, it said this, and we used this once last week. When we were being pounded by the storm so violently, the next day they begin to throw the cargo over, and then they even throw all of the other things they didn't need. They threw it overboard. It's an idea of lightening our load. And we need to know that's what we need to do. We need to know that we need to lighten that load from the things that we have. When I shared the devotion on Thursday, I shared the idea. We all try to hang on to luggage that will hinder our safety. When we're being tossed around by the storm, we need to get rid of that luggage. We need to get rid of that. But God also shared with us in his word in the book of Colossians. He said, you know, your storm's going to be worse if you don't get rid of some other things. Your storm's going to be lasting longer if you don't get rid of some other things. And here's some other things he said we should get rid of in Colossians. Get rid of your anger. Get rid of your hot temper. Get rid of your hatred. Get rid of your cursing. Get rid of your obscene language and all similar sins. You know what he's saying? Those things are going to make it worse for you. They're going to add to the storm. If you get mad about what you're going through, is that going to make it any easier? Now your emotions is all stretched out. Now there's more difficulty. You're facing pain that you didn't need to face because we need to get rid of that. And we do that when we throw pity parties. And then sometimes we take the very things that he said get rid of and we lose them against our family. We use them against our friends. We say things we shouldn't say. So that brings us to this idea, we need to get rid of it. We need to lighten the load. Lighten your load of the angers and those kinds of things that are part of your life. Especially do that, I believe, before those heavy storms come. You know, anybody can tolerate a headache 1 hour, 2 hours. But I got to tell you, every one of us knows there's things that last longer than an hour or two. There's storms we go through that are longer than a few minutes. So here's what he's reminding us in the book of Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. He said, you know what? You're surrounded by a whole great cloud of witnesses. The world before you, people before you. In the Bible, in the book of Hebrews, he's talked about different individuals. It's like you and I speaking about our family and the things that we've been through in our family. Dear people, as husband and wife, I trust that you do like Bev and I do, that you have some time when you think about the storms you've gone through. Think about some of those difficult times that you had in your life. and you're surrounded by the fact that you've came through this and you've came through this and you've came through this. You're surrounded by other people. Have you seen them go through the storms of their individual life? And then we begin to realize, he says, let us throw off everything that would hinder us, because there's a great cloud of witnesses that says, you can survive this. You can go through this. We did. And they're saying, but you know what you got to do? You got to get rid of anything that hinders, anything that's keeping you in your pity party. Because some people just seem to enjoy just dwelling on the storms of life. Storms of life were not meant to dwell on. They was meant to get through with God's help and the help of others. And then also to have them victories as assurance for the victories of whatever you're going to go through from this day forward. And then he says this, get out of those things that entangle you. I don't know what it is for you, but we all can, if we study ourselves well enough, we know when we make things worse. We know when it wasn't near as bad, but I'll tell you, we talked about enough and made it worse. I'll tell you, we became angry about it and made it worse. I think he's telling us, get rid of that. I love the way he says, and I don't know how you do this, folks, so you have to decide for yourself. Let us run with perseverance the race that's been marked out for us. He's saying you've got to have some way that you know how you persevere. I've got different things that I do when I go through difficult times of my life. One of the things I like to do, and I'm not going to share all of them with you because you have to figure out your own. But one of the things I like to do is I like to look back at the past storms. I like to look back at the things I've already came through and say, God, you brought me through this. God, you're going to be faithful to me. My Bible verse at 81 is simply this. I was once young, and now I'm old. And two things I have never seen. The Lord's people begging bread, or the Lord's people forsaken. God has said, I'll never abandon you. I'll never leave you. I'm going to be there to help you. And I got to tell you, when you look back on your life and you see the times that God's been there to help you, it's going to give you that encouragement to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God wants you to reach out and go forward in a way that you've never gone forward before. Because that's going to be what's going to make the difference in your life as you survive this storm. But here's what you got to do. You got to lighten your load. You got to get rid of some of that stuff that you've carried in too many storms. You've hung on to some of the same things. I don't know what it is, but you do. You know every time you go through a storm, this is the way you act and react. This is the way you respond to what is taking place. And God wants us to get rid of that stuff, because that stuff is going to hinder us tremendously. If you are in the middle of a storm, this is a good time. This is a good time to lighten your load. And if you're in the middle of a storm, it's a good time for you to get rid of that stuff that you know in other storms have caused you to make that storm worse or longer. So if you're in the midst of a storm right now, you think back of other storms in your life. And as you think back of other storms in your life, you think about things that you hung on to. You think about things that you know made the storm worse. Maybe your attitude. Maybe your response. Maybe the way you treated other people. Maybe some of the things you said or did. And now, all of a sudden, you're in another storm. And the pattern is you're going to do the same things you did before. But God wants us to change that. That's why, you know, they didn't want that ship to sink, so they got rid of the stuff they didn't need. The stuff that wasn't going to be a part in their rescue. The stuff that wasn't going to be a part in their safety. They got rid of it. They throwed it overboard. There's something this morning you need to throw overboard. something you need to get rid of, something you need to lighten your load with, so that you can handle the storm better than you've ever handled it before. And with the help of others, the help of God, and then you getting rid of that stuff, that's your part. Nobody else can do that for you. If I tried to take it from you, you would hang on to it tight. So that's something you've got to do. You've got to do it in the midst of this storm. You've got to lighten the load of those things that have hindered you in the past. In times of storm, we have to shift our survival mode. We have to shift into our survival mode. Do you just want to make it? Or do you want it to be victory? Do you want to come out of this storm with not any more casualties? You want to learn in this storm how to handle the rest of storms in your life? Then if you're going to do that, you've got to get rid of that baggage that you've carried way too long. Let it go. That's what we got to do. The crew in this storm had a great idea to steady the ship. They needed to toss a lot overboard. And I believe in a time of a storm, that's when you can learn the best, that which you need to toss overboard. You need to get rid of it. You need to get rid of it. Because if you don't get rid of it, it's going to cause the storm to carry on. God has told us, cast our care upon him. I love that thought. He reminds that in his word. He said, you know, take your load you're carrying and cast it upon me. That's what I want to spend the rest of the time in our message time together today. Sharing with you to get rid of that stuff in your life that has always hindered you. That's made it more difficult for you. You know what God had to deal in my life when I first became a Christian? As a young man, when God found me, I was an angry young man. And you know, I had a lot of hatred in my heart. And not only was I angry, I had a foul mouth. I worked on a farm, and the farmers I worked for, they cussed at the cows. I said, you know, we'd cuss at the cows, and seemed like after you cussed at the cows, they'd go in the stable a little better. Don't think that was true, but that as a kid, that's what I thought. Tractor didn't start, the old farmer'd cuss at the tractor. I'm not saying all farmers did that, but the farmers I worked for did. I learned how to cuss. Then when Jesus came into my life, the second thing, because of my anger, I had a temper. That's why that speaks to me when God says, get rid of your anger. Let me just give you one little story from my life. I had a little Ford 60, a 1960 Ford, which I still had it today. And I sprung a leak in the gas tank. Just a little teeny hole. Somebody said to me, now what you do is you take a metal screw and you take a little piece of rubber and you make a washer and you screw that metal screw up into that little hole. It won't work forever, but it'll get you by for quite a while. So I got underneath there and I started to screw that in, and the tank had some sand on it. And that sand came down into my eyes. And my temper was so angry, I took the screwdriver and I'd made about 6 more holes in the tank. Now that really helped, didn't it? That really did something to be beneficial. That's what God had to do in my life. That's what I had to get rid of, is my foul tongue and that temper. And by God's grace, that foul tongue is gone. And by God's grace, that temper is gone. It takes a lot to excite me now, to get me angry at anything. I think we need to know, folks, that God's saying, get rid of that. It's going to make your storm worse. I only had 1 hole in the tank. Time I got done with it, I had 6-7 holes in the tank. Didn't make it any better to get gas in, folks. It mean you had to change the whole tank. I'm saying to you, get rid of that stuff. get rid of that. And the next part of it is, I learned how to do what God says. Take your load that you're carrying it and unload it upon him. You know, when the Bible says the word cast it upon him, it's not like going fishing. Here I am at the lake. It's not like going fishing, casting the line out. You know what it's more like? A dump truck load of gravel coming. And then they get out of the truck and they open the tailgate and then they tip that box up by an hydraulic lift. And all of a sudden, as it gets a certain position, all of that comes sliding off. You know what God's saying? You're carrying a heavy load. That load's too heavy for you to carry. What I want you to do is I want you to slide it down upon me. That's what I shared on Friday. We add to storms in our own life of our own doings and storms that others bring about in our life. That's true. There's too many storms in your life and my life for us to handle it on our own. That's why I really like the invitation of Jesus when he says this in Matthew 11:28. Come to me, Jesus said, all you who are tired with carrying a heavy load, and I'll give you rest. Unload that storm on me. Place my yoke upon your shoulders and learn from me. Listen to this now, folks. Because I am gentle and I am humble. Then you'll find rest for yourselves. Then you'll find this rest that you're looking for. And you'll find it for yourselves. On my devotion on Friday on Facebook, I put, we need to yoke up with Jesus. And I put a picture of a yoke. It's you and Jesus. It's myself and Jesus facing the storms of your life and the storms of my life. And our storms may be different, but God knows how to help each one of us. Your storms may be overwhelming to you. Then I would ask you to do these things when you're in this time of storm. I'd ask you to do what we've talked about so far. Realize priorities do matter. Know what's worth keeping and what's not. What matters and what doesn't. Drop some anchors to give yourself some safety and security to your storm. And don't abandon ship. Don't run away. You run away, you'll always be running away. And then what we've talked about today, brace up your life support. Add some new strengths to it. Let God have a little more involvement in your storm. Let others help you through. See the hope. Look beyond the difficulty. And then give some hope to somebody else because it'll strengthen your hope. And last of all, you need to lighten that load. Get rid of the stuff that has hindered you all along. And then the final thing is, yoke up with Jesus. You and Jesus can go through that storm. You and Jesus can find what he wants to give to each one of us. Comes into my mind, which I'll probably share different times through these series of messages, when Jesus' disciples went in a storm, Jesus came walking on the water, and they were afraid. And he said, fear not, it is I, it's Jesus. Peter said, if it's you, let me come to you. And Jesus said, Peter, come on. And Peter got out of that boat. And he began to take some steps. And I believe he took several steps. And all of a sudden he looked at the waves. And all of a sudden he heard the wind. And when he took his eyes off of Jesus and put it on the wind and the waves, he began to sink. Here's the blessing, folks. When he began to sink, he cried out to Jesus, help! That's what I'm asking you to do. Jesus, help! Jesus reached out his hand, took a hold of the hand of Peter, and together they walked back into the boat. And when he got into the boat, there was a peace. The storms quit. Peace be still. And the winds and the waves obeyed his will. That's what you need in a time of storm, is peace. time for me to go, I need to say thank you to those that have helped us with the financial broadcast time. So a thank you to Doug and Noreen Lane from Sheridan, to Gay London from Greenville, to Marie Rivard from Greenville, to Court Warner from building the Premium Truck and Auto. Thanks, each one of you, for your financial support. And as I go on my way, I just want to share this thought with you. Lay them down and leave them there. That's what we're going to listen to in closing for our song. Lay them down and leave them there. It's just trying to challenge you this morning, dear people, to let go of that stuff that's been causing you trouble all your life. If you could have fixed it, you would have done it by now. But you can't and you won't. So we need to lay them down. But then not only lay them down at the feet of Jesus. Sometimes people can do that. But we not only need to lay him down at the feet of Jesus, but you know what? We need to make sure that we leave him there. Leave him at the feet of Jesus. Let him take care of him because he knows the best way to take care of him. So as I go on my way, I challenge you, allow Jesus to be your helper in the time of your storm in a very precious way. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Lay them down and leave them. I will take your burden. There's no need for you to fall beneath the load.
Give them to me, children. No need for you to bear them. Lay them at my feet and know that I'm the Lord your God. Many times His arms will protect you in your needing hour.
Lay them down and leave them. I will take your burdens. There's no need for you to fall beneath the load.
Give them to me, children. No need for you to bear. His precious word, though I may be.